It's a derby weekend. I wonder what the build-up's been like. Some say it's been a little bit lacklustre. Even Peter Bell said that yesterday. Mick Barlow is inside at the Fremantle Dockers.
Or is he?
Camp. Oh, what do you mean?
Well, is he still inside the Dockers or is he outside?
Well, of course he's inside. G'day, well,
I don't
Michael.
Know.
Always inside the Dockers, guys. Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, we're going well, Michael. But obviously, no contract offer on the table. And obviously, with managers, you've got to explore options. So you're still getting up close and personal down there at Freo?
Yeah, well, I'm actually in Melbourne at the moment. I just had a week off Victoria. I just went home to get some R&R and TLC with the family just while I'm a bit incapacitated with your shoulder. But I'm on the way back to Perth today to get stuck into the rehab as of next week.
So with your contact with the boys then back at the club, how are they preparing themselves for the upcoming derby, which means nothing other than bragging rights for Fremantle?
Oh, yeah, it's obviously, as I've always said along this year, it's been a disappointing year, but, you know, it's always exciting to play West Coast in a derby. And, yeah, we've got a fair bit to play for, I suppose, this week, but a bit of pride across the state. And, you know, I know we'll want to rectify a really disappointing effort from last weekend as well.
You appeared on 360.
Last night, yes.
Yeah, and had a few things to say about your future. So you can't kind of back away from that. You said you had four plans, or plan A, B, C and D. What are they?
Well, you've got to have more than that, really, isn't it? It's, well, what I was really alluding to last night was the fact that, you know, it's an ever-changing industry, the AFL, and as you guys know, I haven't got a contract for next year, but I'm really confident in my body and my form this year to know that I can go on at the level for years to come. So, and then from there, I just, you know, I leave all this, like the approaching and negotiation process with management, and I stay completely out of that. So,
right,
Fremantle is, you know, a big part of
sure.
my life.
But you've got to look after yourself, forward. Michael. I know that. You've got to look after yourself. Have other clubs approached you?
Well, as I say, it's all revolves around management, and that my manager has discussions with other clubs on a daily basis, whether I'm involved or not. So I'll leave that with him. And as I'll keep saying, I'll put my best foot forward to be an AFL player next year, because I'm really confident in
sure.
that and my form.
So. I agree with you. But you'd like to stay at Fremantle, wouldn't you?
Well, Fremantle's played a big part in my career, obviously. The amount they've done for me is you know, just unbelievable. But at the same time, I think I've done an amazing amount for them. So I don't think they owe me much or I owe them. But, you know, they're a massive option for me going forward, and I love the club, you know, with all my heart.
So have they told you, though, have the Dockers told you they don't want you?
No, not right. Not as bluntly as that, I wouldn't have thought.
Right.
But the discussions from Fremantle's end, I think they're making decisions, not only on myself, but a large range of players over the next probably 6 to 8 weeks until, you know, the trade week and right. those kind of deadlines come.
Well,
so I'll be
luck.
Part of that.
Good yeah. luck. Well, hopefully you're feeling loved up after being treated well at home. And Sandy's back this
well.
Week. And hopefully you'll be able to go and cheer for your team and they can beat the Eagles this weekend. Safe trip home, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Look forward to seeing you back over there.
Good on you. Michael Barlow there. Yeah, if you didn't see it last night, watch it.
Mm.
It's obviously on his mind. I mean, he can't say what he really wants to say. He can say that his manager's looking after it and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's like anyone. You've got to look after the income, and his income is as a footballer.
I've got a rumour around Michael Barlow, too, after 8:30.
Really?
Yeah.
You might have a rumour of your own. Thanks to Toyota, the Rumour File Extra Edition, not far away, 922...